Crystal, I want to turn into your hands for announcements.
Exactly.
Thank you all for a great rehearsal.
Happening with her eye.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Crystal.
How's everyone doing? Are we getting excited?
Yes.
I mean, we're almost at the end of March. This is the week of spring. Spring is
today.
Spring today.
Today, and yet we have all the peak.
I know. I got my.
Yeah, that's making me feel happy.
So,
thanks.
We got some tickets, folks. Do we know anyone who would like to buy some tickets?
Yes.
We have sold.
I've been pushing it.
By the end of February, we sold 41. So I don't know what it is as of today, but we need to get our friends and our family and our neighbors excited about our event. So first, let me thank the Community Building Committee. Thank you very much. Bringing us into spring and in style. Hey, Jen, do you have any announcements for the group tonight? I'll start with you.
No, nothing today.
Nothing today. Yeah.
Right. I'll have something ready next time.
In the committee for come on, concert team. Come on up. Let's talk about the concert.
Karen, talk about the concert.
Karen, talk about the concert.
All right.
First, let me just get out of the way that if you haven't signed up for April 6th and you want to sing, please sign up. Choir arrival time is 4. Connected, the songs are Connected, Humanity, Kumbaya, and Harmony. All right. Now, some exciting news.
Drum roll.
The Page for Alumni for the 30th anniversary weekend is live.
Oh, nice.
You should go take a look at it because it's awesome.
Thank you, Peggy.
Not quite done, but go to the main page, Mosaic Harmony, and then all the way down to the bottom, there's a black square, and inside it says For Alumni. And check it out.
It looks really good. It's great.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, one of the things you'll notice on that page is that there are a lot of things going on, and some things aren't quite finished. So we're looking to have a reunion party the Saturday night before. We're arranging some hotel rooms for out-of-town guests, a community service project. But we could definitely use some assistance with putting all those things together. So anybody who would like to work on the alumni weekend, please let me know. And one of the other exciting things on that page, which we can now talk about, is our silent auction. And I'm going to have Jim present that.
Remember when we used to do the silent auction?
Oh, yes.
I know.
It was fun.
Hi, everybody. So for the silent auction, one of my friends who happens to live out here in Northern Virginia, she wanted to support the choir. She couldn't come to the concert. She said, why don't I donate my cottage? It's called LaFay Cottage. It is near Annett Little Washington. And it is a beautiful property. It has amazing rolling hills. She's built a lavender heart in the middle of her property. She planted it herself. And then she found out how much work it was. And it's a place that is wonderful to host small weddings or girls' weekends or family weekends. It's a small cottage, but it is really a beautiful property. And the design is based on fairies. She's from London. And the dragon that's there actually breathes smoke. It's a whole thing. But she is donating it, and the value for a weekend, I think, is around $2,500. And so she's writing it up for me. She said, of course, I'll do it, not a problem. So this is going to be the second money maker with our tickets. the draw. And I'm hoping, I just got back today from Florida, so I'm tired. but I'm hoping by the weekend I'll have all of the details for everyone so that it's on the alumni page and it's on the main website page. You already know that Ralph is going to be here to perform with us, so that is the other big draw. Bottom line, butts in the seats. We're going to have a great time. The thing that I tried to tell somebody, I think I told you, is to listen to the You Oughta Been There CD and the song You Oughta Been There. Mm-hmm. That was recorded at Schlesinger for our 10th anniversary concert. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun. Mm-hmm. I can't even begin to tell you how much. Well, yes, I can. Because at the end, when you hear the screaming of the whoop, whoop, me and Janet Presley. That's who that was. Because we had a ball. We really did. So this is frightening 20 years later. And we are really going to have a great time. And the only way we do that is if we all really work hard to get friends, family, coworkers, former coworkers, alumni. Reach out to the alumni that you know and you stay in touch with. When Jen and her husband came back to our spring concert last year, I made the appeal right then and there and said, I need you back. So, the personal appeal does work, and we're really happy you guys are back. The personal appeal does work, and that is key. The countdown clock is on the website, so look at that. It's 94 days. Yeah, 94 days, something like that. Nobody is happier than I am to be back from Florida today, even though it's cold, because I've been working for the last 4 days straight. And now I can laser focus on helping the team really get this rocking and rolling. But we really need your help. If you're interested in doing anything, please, 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 please let us know. We need many hands to make light work.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kim.
Okay. David.
Well, just real quick about the April 6th program. I should have said it in. But I'm looking at Sabine's email that she sent out to everybody, and I want to make just absolute clear clarification. It has the link for the Sign Up Genius, and it talks about choir arrival time and concert attire, black and white. When it says black suit, white shirt, that's up for the guys. That was not meant. It was not intended to be, and
who thought
the
it
women
would?
Wear black and then they wear the stoles. Mm-hmm. The guys are in a suit.
Someone was confused about that.
With the white shirt and their bow tie. So we're going to get that corrected and clarified because I can understand that would
oh
be,
my.
You know, it says or. That's what the way it says.
Okay.
So the wording, I want to clarify the wording on record and that it wasn't unintentional, and we it's easy to fix, and we'll make sure from now on that we've, you know, that the wording is clear. All right, yay. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lauren had her hand up.
Oh, Lauren?
I think.
Oh, okay. I just want to ask Sally to add to the, you know, a little bit of fundraising that we'll do at these next two concerts, April 6th and June 23rd. Sally, take it away.
All right. Well, by now, almost all of you, I see you walking in with these.
By the
microphone.
Oh, by the camera.
Give me a left, go right.
You're perfect.
You're good.
Most of you have these, and I've had a request from a couple of members to buy them for friends. We are going to have the extras on hand. We're going to have them for sale at our concert. And this will be a fundraiser. As you know, we need to raise some funds, and why not use these beautiful, I feel like Vanna White. You! Tote bags with the zipper, with the bottle holder, with the keychains. Okay, just, I'm giving you heads up, and if anybody has not gotten their own. You better do it fast. Okay, Kurt, it's yours. Because we're going to stop giving them out now, and we're going to actually make some money with the remainder. That's all.
Wonderful.
All right, thank you. Good idea.
They're really good bags. Did you get one after?
I didn't.
I neglected to make an announcement a couple of rehearsals ago about the tech support. And so Peggy has a request.
We could use some help with tech support. Just doing little things like moving the microphones, the recorders around, like you did when we came in today. Well, I really appreciate that. And at the end of rehearsal, if somebody could grab these things and bring them up front so that we can break them down and take them home. And also, I'm going to miss the next rehearsal, so is there somebody who wants to set them up? I realize, oh, thank you, Kelly. I realize that the need for recording them is less now that we're recording the video. And most of our, unless you've told me, most of our practice recordings are in pretty good shape. So for the most part, these are just for, we'll continue to do it as kind of a backup, and for people who completely missed rehearsal, if you listen to the videotape, you don't get your own sections
as well.
Because we've got four different ones, if you've completely missed rehearsal, or for new members also, sometimes need to catch up. So that's why we're continuing to record them. One thing that people have asked me repeatedly is, don't I get tired of listening to all the chatter? And I want to explain something, that I don't actually listen to these things. I start with the tenor recording, because I was there, I know what to expect. And I wait, and I find the point where David says, okay, now we're going to sing. And I cut that off and just delete all the rest. And that's my zero point. And then the first song will take exactly 10 minutes, 42 seconds, and it goes down to the hundredth of a second. So it's very fine. I can find out exactly. And I use that as a pattern for all the others. So I find the point on the alto one, where David says, now let's sing, chop it off, delete it, and then I don't listen to it, I just tell the recorder it's like to go from 0 to 10 minutes, 42 seconds, exactly that, export it, and that's it. I don't actually listen at all, so if there's anything that you don't want out there, you have to tell me, because I'll never know.
Thank you, Peggy.
For what it's worth, I don't watch the whole video either.
All right, May 6th, I Can Do, Laura. Laura R.
Pirate Laura.
And right now we're Tweedledee and Tweedledum, if you get confused between the two Lauras. She picked D, so.
I'm D.
A couple things. So May 4th, Saturday, May 4th, is our I Can Do that we're doing.
May 4th? Sorry, I had the wrong
date. That's all right. May 4th with Gen Out. Last year we did that, where people shared their talents, and it really was so much fun. It was a really wonderful afternoon. The Sign Up Genius site is already there. It's got all the information people are starting to sign up to do, to share what they can do, which is wonderful. You don't have to speak. If you want to show something, you can. Or you can just show up and enjoy the youth sharing what's important to them. Some of them write, some of them talk, a lot of karaoke, songs I've never heard of, but a lot of enthusiasm. And it is a wonderful community event. It really is. Can I continue?
Yes.
With a couple of other things? A couple of other things. You all are aware of Dick Van Dusen and his illness, his health challenges right now. And everyone should have gotten the message about CaringBridge that you can access. It's very easy to set up an account. I would ask that you continue to send cards to the family and to their home address, because right now he's in ICU and they don't, you know, they like to keep it pretty sterile there. And, you know, he's going to move eventually to other places, so it's easier to just send it to home right now. I'm also going to ask Sharon if I could reach out to alums, because Dick and Sharon have been members of the choir since the beginning, so everyone will know them and will want to provide their support as well. And finally, April 6th, as you know, we've been talking about our wonderful concert, our community concert. Also, April 6th is also the date of the memorial service for June Hess, who is a longtime Mosaic Harmony member. June and Carl, who's still alive, gave so much to Mosaic Harmony, and when they moved to Winchester, they continued to come to rehearsals from Winchester. They supported concerts, they paid for concerts, funded them, and they even brought a bus full of residents from their Winchester retirement complex to a Mosaic Harmony concert. So wonderful supporters of Mosaic Harmony. Several of us are planning on going to the memorial service that will be at 11 o'clock on April 6th. It's the same day as the concert. We've talked to David, and we feel that Mosaic Harmony is so indebted to June and Carl. We'd like to give something back to the family. And as you know, in the obituary, we're even mentioned. And they listed us as the organization where people can provide funds in honor of June. So we'd like to give back. So we're hoping that we can sing Make Us One. I'll be contacting the family. And if anyone else would like to come, the plan is to meet here at UUCF, so your cars are already here. And then we'll carpool to Winchester. They will have lunch after the service, and then we'll carpool back here in time, or even before our 4 o'clock meeting time for our concert. But it is something very near and dear to many of our hearts and important for us to be there. So if you would like to, is there anyone who thinks they might, just a show of hands? Anyone else? Okay, so I'll be sending out an email, and then if you just let me know, then we'll send all the details to you. And as I said, we'll carpool from here, so when we get back, your cars are here, and we're all set. Any questions about that? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, joys and concerns. Let's start with the Zoom land. Joys and concerns, anyone?
The card.
Well, I have it.
David wants
Reggie
to
go. Has
it. Reggie? Dennis is calling you out, Reggie.
But you can't unmute himself.
Kind of
yeah.
Okay.
He's like, no.
All right.
You'll have to tell us, Dennis.
All right.
He's getting close.
Making me dizzy.
Joy or concern that you'd like to share? Yes, Anne?
Oh, now you
I have a joy. All right.
So Hannah, a former elder,
yes.
had her baby.
Yeah!
A little boy, 7 pounds, 14 ounces.
That's good.
Awesome.
Named Ethan Clay.
Awesome.
Welcome, Ethan.
Congratulations. I know, that's why.
Wait, Anna, would she be nice?
I know. Yes, we did.
Sorry. What's the question?
Repeat it.
Ethan Clay was born last Wednesday at 6:38 p.m. to Hannah, former Alto, my daughter.
Yes, excellent. Reggie's unmuted.
Reggie's
all right.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Oh. We missed out.
Reggie, get closer to your phone and move your finger off of the end of it.
Yes.
Hammers.
Wow.
We're sorry you weren't here too.
And happy birthday to Barbara. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Barbara. Barbara.
It was cute.
Thank you for the update.
He's got a lot going on. It wouldn't be navigating a phone.
Any other joys or concerns?
Shelly.
Although they gave me voice lessons as a child for projecting and all, I thought I'd come up here and make it a little easier. I have something that's both a joy and a concern at the same time. About a month ago, my husband had emergency surgery for an intestinal blockage. It's only now that I'm realizing how emergency it was and how dire it could have been. So I continue to be concerned and watching over him as he heals. And the good news is that he indeed is healing, making progress, going up and down the stairs on his own without supervision. That's what the physical therapist got. I mean, you think I can supervise that man?
I'm going to go with that's a no.
He is making progress. It's never as fast as you want, and he's impatient to start with, but progress is being made, and I'll keep you posted. Thanks so much.
What's his first name?
Richard.
Richard.
Williams, different last name, just to confuse him. Thanks. Teresa.
Lisa Waisaki, one of our altos, is having some surgery tomorrow. She said that it's not life-threatening, don't worry, but she would like people to send comforting prayers to her.
Comforting prayers for Lisa, who's having surgery tomorrow. Not life-threatening, but good life prayers. Thank you. Welcome back, Kelly.
I was going to say, you got to get that Kelly.
I was like, I've been back.
I can't know they weren't been.
She's like, what? Right, who? Where?
I don't know.
Talking to Mary Lou.
All right.
Mary Lou?
Let's make ourselves.
Talking to Mary Lou.
Okay. How's she doing?
Lord, What was last night?
It's been a minute.
I'm sorry I hit you so hard.
Hello to all the people who are going to listen to this recording, because now we know that Peggy doesn't edit them. This is Kim, in case you're wondering.
No, it is so not. They all know better than that.
Sorry.